Two Sundays ago, I did a theme interpretation, looking at our theme for the year, my season of open heavens. And we pointed at three interpretations and implications for us. If my season of open heavens will not just be a mere slogan. Three things we pointed out. One, that open heavens means heaven on earth. That is, the divine coming near to generate a relationship with the earthly, making us connect with the heavenly without hindrance, bringing about divine blessings to humanity. Two, open heaven implies divine presence. Having and living by the consciousness of the divine presence at all times, above every other negative consciousness orchestrated by the devil. Three, open heaven also means experiencing God. God becoming more real in our lives as we move away from traditions, ritualisms, activities, and so on, into a deeper relationship with God and understanding of His purpose in all things. Pushing on this theme today, I'd like to look at attracting open heavens. How do you draw or attract open heavens? And we are looking at the experience of our Lord Jesus Christ from Matthew chapter 3, 13 to 17, which we read together. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Heavens does not just open or close. Heavens does not just open or close. It is always a response or a reaction to human activities. The opening of heaven, shutting or closing up of heavens, does not just happen. It is either a response or a reaction to human activities. Human activities of obedience or disobedience. Human activities of commitment or negligence. Human activities of fellowship with the divine or disconnection from the divine. One of the things we discussed previously is that open heavens means heaven on earth. Heaven coming down. Heaven reaching out to earth. Connecting, making connection with heaven easy for humanity. But this does not just happen. When the divine comes to tabernacle with the earthly, it is as a result of the attraction that is orchestrated by certain things done by the human. This can be through our worship, through our prayer life, through our holy living, through our obedience, and so on. And the heavens can also close. That means the divine cuts off from the earthly when there is also human disobedience, when there is sin, when there is break in fellowship. Now, so the first thing I'm saying this morning is open heaven is a response. Open heaven can also be a reaction. So something you do or refuse to do can attract open heaven or can ensure that the heavens are closed. Things you do or you refuse to do can bring a connection to heaven or can bring about a disconnection from heaven. Now, when we look at scriptures and we see examples of when the divine intervenes in the affairs of men, when God steps in, or where we have promises of open heaven, or where we see heaven opened in the scripture, you will see it is always a response or a reaction. Let's look at some example. Genesis chapter 7, 11 and 12. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Now, what happened here? Why was there 40 days and 40 nights of rain? Why was the windows of heaven thrown open for this downpour? This rain, this particular time, was not a blessing. You know the Bible story? This rain, at this point in time, was to destroy all that was on earth. That was a reaction. The Bible said that God repented that he created man, because the thought of his heart was continually evil. And so God decided that he was going to wipe out everything on the surface of the earth. That happened. Look at another example. Exodus chapter 9, 22 to 26. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand towards heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt upon man, and upon beasts, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, when very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Again, that was the reaction when God decided to afflict the Egyptians because of their stubbornness against the people of God. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So, obedience here will also be followed by what? Heavenly response. Divine instruction, bring all the tithes. When you bring the tithes, heavens will open. One more example, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 13 to 14. If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So, when people will humble themselves, when people will pray, what will happen? There will be heavenly response. God says, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Now, what are we saying? Open heavens does not just happen. It is always a response. Always a reaction to certain human activities, whether positive or negative. Human activities of obedience or disobedience. Human activities of fellowship or losing fellowship with God. So, hope on heaven is a divine response or a divine reaction. Our activities, our conduct, our dispositions, our behavior or misbehavior can attract or repel open heaven. This morning I'm talking about attracting open heaven. And I pray none of us will repel open heaven. None of us by our conduct will make the heavens to be shut against us. Now, from the experience of Jesus Christ, we point at two things that if the Lord helps us to know and God helps us to do, will attract open heavens. These are obedience and humility. Obedience and humility. And these two are connected. One is the evidence of the other. Obedience is the evidence of humility. Now, when you are obedient, you are humble. You cannot be humble and be disobedient. You cannot be humble and be rebellious. When you are disobedient, you are not a humble person. When you are disobedient, you are arrogant. When you are disobedient, you are challenging the authority of the one that has put in place the law or the order or the instructions that you are supposed to follow. Obedience to divine, to the divine, that is obedience to God, which motivates you to fulfill all righteousness, even when it is not convenient to do so, will command open heaven. That John was supposed to be baptized by Jesus, as John protested, was the natural sequence in terms of spiritual hierarchy. But we find humility in Christ and his desire to fulfill all righteousness, making him to say, suffer it to be, let it be. We have to fulfill all righteousness. You remember that John himself already proclaimed, already acclaimed Jesus as a superior authority. But Jesus submitted to someone that is lower than him in baptism, and then the heavens opened. John declared, he said, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Now, John's declaration about Jesus Christ affirms the supremacy of Jesus above him. In fact, there came a time that people, Jews and Pharisees from Jerusalem, were coming to John to ask if he was the Christ. The Bible says, and he confessed and he denied not. And he began to tell them, this Jesus is greater than me. In fact, I am not worthy to unloose his sandal. Now, this Jesus now came to be baptized by John. And John said, no. Are you coming to me? I am to come to you so that you will baptize me. But you see the humility of Jesus saying, let it be. That is how it has been written, that Jesus was greater than John was not in contention. But Jesus, in obedience to the divine order and the desire to fulfill all righteousness, insisted that the divine and not the natural order must be followed. Now, there is a contention here between what is normal, what is the natural order, who is senior, who is superior, and what the divine order is, what God has ordained, what has been detailed that must happen in the divine order. How often do we disobey the divine to submit to the natural course of events at our own detriment? That the things that seem natural, the things that seem normal, many times will contend with what is the divine order, with what is the divine expectation. And when we are overwhelmed by what is normal, what is natural, this is how it is normally done, this is what is usual, contrary to what the divine is saying at every point in time, we are switching over to disobedience. And disobedience will bring close heaven. When we walk in disobedience, we lose the blessings of obedience. There are blessings that accrue to us for walking in obedience. But when we walk in disobedience, we lose the blessings of obedience. Take note, people of God, that many things following the natural order will come your way this year, opposing divine instruction and insisting on the natural order. When you succumb to the natural, which many times implies carnality, you will be disobeying the divine, and that will work against open heaven. You therefore must insist on following the divine rule, obeying divine instruction, and fulfilling all righteousness if you want to attract open heaven. Now, it doesn't matter how convenient that natural thing is. It doesn't matter how inconvenient what the divine is saying is. You know, it's so easy to opt for what is easy, what is convenient, what is normal, what is in vogue. No matter how easy things that are natural, things that are kind of hard, and no matter how difficult and inconvenient the divine order is, people of God, choose to follow the divine.
So even when John protested, wow, are you coming to me to baptize you? I am supposed to come. Jesus said, there is a divine order. There is a righteousness that must be fulfilled. And that is what we must follow. Yes, by hierarchy, I am senior. But people of God, when Jesus was baptized by John, does that reduce Jesus? Does that make Jesus lower than John? Now, some of the things that we contend with, things that do not reduce you when you do them, but pride and arrogance makes us to say, no, me. Apologizing to my subordinate, even when you have offended, even when you know you are in the wrong. Yes, he or she is your subordinate. Yes, you are the boss. You are the superior. But when you apologize to him or her, does that remove you from being the boss? No. Yet the Holy Spirit will be saying to you, you are wrong. You have offended this person. Go and apologize. But following the natural order of I am the boss, many of us will refuse. And then we begin to walk in disobedience. A disobedient person is an arrogant person. A disobedient person is rebellious. But obedience is a clear evidence of humility and submission to higher authority. A person who does not submit to divine authority is challenging the capacity of the divine to exercise such divine authority over him or her. And as such, such a person should also not expect divine blessings as a natural course of event, as a product of obedience in his or her life. Because there are certain things that will accompany obedience. There are certain blessings that will accompany obedience. So when you challenge the authority of the divine and you refuse to obey, then forget about the blessings of obedience. Obedience and humility will attract open heavens. This was demonstrated in the life of Jesus. Some examples: tithes and offering. When there is a contention between the natural and the divine, choose to follow the divine. Malachi 3:10, bring all the tithes. That's a divine instruction. All the tithes. Not some of the tithes. Not anyhow tithes. Bring all the tithes. Now, when there is a natural contention between how much I earn, how much I have, what my budget is, what, you know, things I need to do, what my involvement are, what commitments I have, and all of this put together, all the totality of my salary still cannot measure up. How do I now pay tithes? It is your choice. Either succumb to what the natural order is saying, or you choose to go for obedience that says, bring all the tithes. And it says, and test me with this, or prove me with this, if I will not throw the windows of heaven open and then pour blessings that there will not be enough room. That's one example. So how do you struggle? Is it for some of us, the temptation does not come until you have big money. It is easy for you to pay 10,000 tithes, 20,000 tithes, 50,000 tithes. When you now, God blesses you with a particular project and your tithe now amounts to 1.5 million, then you begin to raise questions. You begin to argue. So I will now carry 1.5 and pay tithe. It is your choice. And then the devil will now begin to bring different permutations and suggestions, and you see, actually you can also use this money to do this. And it's either you obey God or you disobey him. Another example, love and submission in marriage. Go and read the scripture. See what the Bible says. We are talking about open heavens. And if there's going to be a divine response that will attract heavenly blessings upon your life, then you are humble to obey everything that God says. It is pride and arrogance that is making some people not to enjoy their marriage, either the man or the woman, either way. So, but when you learn humility and you learn to walk in obedience, loving and submitting to one another in marriage will not be a problem. It doesn't matter. You may be more learned than your husband. It doesn't matter. Your wife may not even be educated, and you are enlightened. It doesn't matter. You may be the one bearing all responsibilities. Your wife is a full housewife. It doesn't matter. There are divine instructions how you should conduct yourself in your marriage to attract heavenly blessings. So if you don't learn to walk in obedience, you are closing heavenly blessings. Husbands, love your wife. That's the divine instruction. So you choose to obey God and love your wife and not begin to follow the natural order of my wife is unlovable, my wife is stubborn, my wife does not do this, my wife does not... Those are excuses, natural. But the divine instruction is simply love your wife. The divine instruction, submit to your own husband. And the natural conflict could be, he doesn't give me money, he's never at home, he doesn't do this, so how will I submit to an irresponsible? Those are natural things. But the spiritual law, the instruction that has been given to you divinely, is what? Submit to your own husband. So, when you walk in obedience as a product of your humility, you are going to attract divine blessings. What about being diligent and being committed to your work? Don't expect that divine blessings will come upon your laziness. In fact, when divine blessings come upon your laziness, you'll continue to be a pauper. In other words, when God decides to bless the work of your hand, what is he going to bless? Laziness? If he blesses that laziness, you are doomed. Let him not bless laziness. You better allow him to come and bless your diligence, your hard work. So as you are asking for open heaven, walk in obedience. That says, be diligent. Don't be lazy. Be hardworking. The Bible says we want you to also show the same diligence. So, open heavens this year is not about yahoo yahoo. Open heaven is not making, you know, money anyhow. Open heaven is God's blessing coming your life, coming upon your life, coming to you as a product of divine intervention, response to you. So, if you watch the winds, you will not sow. But be hardworking. Commit yourself to God and ask God to bless the work of your hand. So, people of God, obedience and humility will draw the divine to you. Obedience and humility will attract the divine to you. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 6, that God resists the proud, but he gives grace. Grace, more grace to the humble. God looks at the proud from afar, but he dwells with a man with a contrite and a humble spirit. That's in Isaiah 57 verse 15. A man or a woman that wants lifting must first learn to be humble. James 4, 10 and 1 Peter 5, verse 6. It says, submit yourself to God, and in due time, in due season, he will do what? He will lift you. What have I said this morning? Obedience and humility will attract open heavens. Let us pray. Can you talk to God? In what area have I been rebellious?